Good afternoon. Coach Freddie here, playing life's game. How many people like to play games? Can I see a show of hands? Well, today we're going to be talking about playing life's game in the iHemp arena. How to build an inspiring business while creating an inspiring lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. My mission? Inspiring people to do things that inspire them. Building an inspiring business and creating an inspiring lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Coaching people to have a personal vision and a mission statement for your business that benefits people, helps the planet, and provides long-term profit. Educating people about responsibility, sustainability, and thrivability, and that it is better to be on a mission, not in a competition. Encouraging people to be so clear about their mission that they want to jump up and dance. They want to leap out of bed each morning and get the show on the road. Supporting people who are playing life's game, creating a game plan, and focusing every day like an Olympic athlete going to the Olympics. Creating a culture in business and helping teams to be visionaries. Growing with an evolving mind and creativity. Advancing the growing of industrial hemp in every state for food, fiber, and building. See, life is a game. So what kind of game do you want to play? George Bernard Shaw said, "Some people see things as they are and ask why. Others dream things that never were and ask, why not?" You know, back in high school, we had a saying, life is too serious to get serious about. And when I look back at my career, I kind of adopted that attitude. And now I have a saying, if I ain't having fun, I ain't doing it. And back then, it was about enjoying and having fun at what we were doing. Whether it was dancing, playing music, sailing, playing handball or pickleball, building an inspiring business, or driving a 50-year-old Austin Healey across the United States, doing what you love. See, Wayne Dyer said, "Do what you love and love what you do, and you will never work another day in your life." Now, my first career started in Western Pennsylvania in a small pastry shop in my hometown of New Kensington, 18 miles north of Pittsburgh on the Allegheny River. I was right out of high school, 18 years old, and I got a job working at Prince's Pastries thanks to my good friend Dee, who worked there and recommended me. Now, at 18, I thought people that were over 30 were old. They were grown up. And back then, if these grown ups didn't like what I was doing, they would say to me, grow up. So I thought, now that I'm out of school, I should grow up. But what does grow up mean anyway? Well, I quickly found out that these old people working at the bakery acted just like we did in high school. They acted like kids. They played jokes on each other, just like we did. They were having fun, and I wanted to join them. I didn't know what grow up meant. I just wanted to have fun, enjoy what I was doing, and learn about baking. Everyone at the bakery found ways to have fun and enjoy working there. Herb, the head baker, became my mentor, my teacher, and my coach. He taught me everything that he knew about baking, and I loved going to work and learning. It made me feel good. And Ed, the owner, had a way of interacting with us to make us feel really important. It made me feel special. I wanted to be a professional baker. That was my big dream. And Dee and I were always talking about it and how great it would be to manage and run a large bakery with 50 or 100 people. It was on our mind all the time. And one day Dee came back from Chicago where he attended a cake decorating school and said to me, "Freddie, I heard about a school called the American Institute of Baking that we can go to and help us find that job in a big bakery." We talked about it every day. We visualized going to school. We did the research and found out where the school was, what the tuition was, what it would cost to live there, and what it would cost to eat. After adding it all up, it was a lot of money. that we didn't have. When working at the bakery, we had a saying, we were rolling in dough. Yeah, but we didn't have any money. But anyway, within about 6 months of thinking about it, visualizing our dreams, we found a way, and we were off to the American Institute of Baking to take that next step to living our big dream. After we graduated, I was offered a position to run and manage the world's largest sourdough French bread bakery right in the heart of San Francisco, Lair Brew Brothers, about 150 employees. So it was off to Frisco to live my big dream and manage the world's largest sourdough French bread bakery. It was a dream come true. The truth is, everything that we create starts with a thought. Thoughts create our dreams. And here's what I've learned. As human beings, we have a choice of what we think about and what we dream about. And those dreams become our vision in life, the lifestyle we want to live. And as entrepreneurs, we create a business that supports that lifestyle. And we create a mission-driven business that becomes the game we play. Our mission statement becomes one of the most important tools in our mission-driven business. It becomes a roadmap to where we're going. What I've noticed is a lot of entrepreneurs aren't very clear about their mission and why they're in business. And when I talk to them about playing life's game, they say to me, "Ah, grow up, games are for kids." And I always say, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. So my mission, inspiring people to do things that inspire them. Building an inspiring business and creating an inspiring lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. See, people in business sometimes lose sight of their dreams. Matthew Kelly wrote a book called The Dream Manager, and he said, at different points in our journey, both professionally and personally, it's easy to get caught up in surviving that we stop dreaming. And when we stop dreaming, we slowly begin to disengage from our business, from our relationships, and from life itself. Now, all my life, I've been a big dreamer. And after my baking career, I dreamt of being in my own business, being an entrepreneur. And I started on a journey to discover and learn what it takes to be really successful in life. And I ventured into sales and marketing. Started with cleaning products and vacuum cleaners. Then I sold accounting services to business. Direct mail and print advertising. I set up trade shows, restaurant and hotel programs, co-op advertising, sold fax machines, computer software, nutritional products, ventured into a few MLM programs. I sold business opportunities, became a business appraiser, and then an expert witness in the Superior Courts of California. Conducted sales seminars, consulting, training, meditation classes, coaching. And I'm playing life's game, inspiring people to do things that inspire them. After 50 years, I found out that success is more about enjoying what you do in life and less about how much money you make. Money does play a part, but it's secondary to helping people and taking care of the planet. Find a way to help people and nurture the planet, and you'll have all the money you need. And it's about nurturing ourselves too. Preparing for life's journey. Playing life's game. Having a healthy body, a healthy mind, and a healthy soul. Preparing like an Olympic athlete on their way to the Olympics. Being prepared will help navigate through life's challenges and those rough waters. Now, I was a Boy Scout. The Boy Scout motto is, be prepared. We seem to have forgotten that motto. For example, if you're a farmer and don't prepare your fields, you can lose your crop. And if you're not prepared to play life's game of business, you can find yourself up a creek without a paddle. So let's fast forward to my introduction into industrial hemp. It was on a Wednesday August the 20th, 2014, when I attended my first hemp event at the Avery Brewing Company in Boulder, Colorado. It was called the Hemp Symposium, where they talked about research and development, business and economy, federal and state outlook. They pointed out all the benefits for people, all the benefits for the planet, and all the benefits for profit. And I kept saying to myself, this is something I want to be part of. It fits my business and coaching philosophy to a T. The triple bottom line: people, planet, profit. And this is where I met Zev Pace, president of the Rocky Mountain Hemp Association, now the National Hemp Association, and Congressman Jared Polis, now governor of Colorado. And I met Bob Hoban, founder of Hoban Law Group, and they were instrumental in getting the industrial hemp laws passed in Colorado and throughout the United States. And I attended the first Colorado Hemp Harvest Festival in Sterling, Colorado, put together by Wild Bill Billings and his daughter, Danny Billings. Now, many of you may have seen me play the fretois, also known as the washboard, at many of the hemp events across the country. Danny saw me playing with the Louisiana's blues style band called Blue Crew and hired me and the band to play at the Hemp Harvest Festival in Sterling. And that was my introduction to industrial hemp. And after that, I started asking myself, how can I get involved and contribute? And after a few discussions with Zev later that year, I mentioned that I was thinking about starting a podcast for coaching. And he said, "Coach, why don't you do a podcast for industrial hemp?" And after a few more conversations with Zev, he said he would supply me with some people to call who he thought would be willing to do an interview for a podcast. So in 2015, I started preparing to do podcasts, getting the microphones, recording equipment, editing software, and what companies to use to upload the podcast to the websites and internet. And then I started contacting people Zev referred to me. And in August, I started recording conversations. And on September 2nd, 2015, I launched the iHemp Revolution podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. The first episodes of the podcast were Zev Pace, Bob Hoban, Rick Trojan, Mike Lewis, Morris Beagle, and now there are over 300 episodes helping educate people about the many uses of industrial hemp. See, my dream in 2014 was to be a contributing leader in the iHemp arena. Carl Sandburg said, "Nothing happens unless first a dream." My mission is educating people about responsibility, sustainability, and thrivability, and that it is better to be on a mission, not in a competition. Playing life's game is about responsibility. Responsibility for caring for your team and your community. Responsibility for caring for the earth and sustainability. Responsibility for sharing the profits with your team. Thrivability. Great teams focus on improving their performance each day. They don't worry about competition. They ask themselves, am I better today than I was yesterday? Am I better this week than I was last week? What can I do to improve myself? See, teams that focus on competition waste valuable time that can be used to improve themselves and their team. So remember, be prepared. Your team has to believe in what you believe, your mission. Your mission tells everyone why you are in business. It tells your team, it tells your customers, it tells your suppliers, it tells your investors too. It tells everyone. Your mission is a statement to be proud of, and it has to inspire you. Your mission statement is the foundation that guides you and your team. Your mission statement tells the world what you stand for. Your mission statement is the billboard for your business. So the question is, are you building a business just for profit? Or are you building a team that benefits people, helps the planet, and creates long-term profit? not for just 5 or 10 years, but for generations. So take a look at your mission statement. Does it inspire you? Do you have a mission statement? My mission? Encouraging people to be so clear about their mission that they want to jump up and dance. They want to leap out of bed each morning and get the show on the road. Your mission statement should give you goosebumps. It should raise the hair on your arms. It should raise your vibration level. Our dreams and happy thought causes us to raise that vibration, which makes us smile, feel happy, and they're very healing. Our negative thoughts, worries, and stresses lowers our vibration, which makes us frown, feel unhappy, causes pain, suffering, and even disease. Our thoughts are like a magnet, attracting people and things to us that are vibrating at the same level. The feelings that we create from our thoughts create the vibration. Good or bad, happy or sad, they are always working like a magnet. Every thought we think causes a higher or lower vibration. And Wayne Dyer said, once you understand that what you think about comes about, you get real careful about what you think about. My mission, supporting people who are playing life's game. Creating a game plan is a lot easier when you are clear about your mission. Olympic athletes know exactly where they're going. In 4 years, they see themselves playing in the Olympics. That's their mission. And by the way, every athlete has a coach. The coach's job is to keep them focused on their mission. And every day, the coach encourages and teaches them disciplines and practices to improve their performance. That's part of their game plan. That's playing life's game. Their coach is their biggest supporter and believes in them and their mission. My mission? Creating a culture in business and helping teams be visionaries, growing with an evolving mind and creativity, working with people on your team. People on your team have dreams about the kind of lifestyle they want to live too. Their dreams are different than yours, but their mission has to be in alignment with your mission. They have to believe in what you believe, and if they don't, they may not be a good fit for your team. You know, I've watched a lot of sports in my life, from peewee leagues, little league, and high school, college, professional sports, and I've never seen a team without a coach. Have you? So if you're building a team to help you on your mission, you'll need a good coach. Life is a game. So dream big and create the game that you want to play. People with small dreams have big excuses. You can't get them off the couch. People with big dreams don't have excuses. When they come to an obstacle, they'll go around it, they'll go over it, they'll even go under it. They'll find a way. Obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off your dreams. So dare to dream big and have a mission that inspires you. Now, in his book, The Dream Manager, Matthew Kelly said, we all need someone who can help us articulate our dreams, determine the priority of our dreams, pull together a plan for fulfilling those dreams, and hold us accountable on a regular basis for the actions that help us achieve our dreams, our vision, our mission, and our purpose in life. That's a good description of Coach Freddie. That's Coach Freddie, CVO, Chief Visionary Officer, playing life's game, inspiring people to do things that inspire them, and how to build an inspiring business while creating an inspiring lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. And remember, every great team has a coach that inspires them. Thank you.